From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. G20 summit of the world's richest economies wrapped up 2 days of meetings in Hamburg, Germany, with President Trump at the center of things. VOA's Luis Ramirez was there.
The last day was long and filled with difficult meetings in a difficult setting. British Prime Minister Theresa May got her time with the U.S. leader after being pushed off the schedule Friday, when Trump's meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the main event at this G20, went long. China's Xi Jinping was Trump's last meeting of the day. North Korea was a top issue. G20 leaders, nervous about Trump's America First policy and Brexit, sought to counter what they perceive as a growing wave of isolationism among the main players. In their final communique, they agreed to work against protectionism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Islamic State claiming responsibility for an attack that killed 23 in the Sinai Peninsula. Egyptian officials say a suicide car bomber attacked a military checkpoint. One of the deadliest attacks, they say, in the past 2 years. Iraqi security forces say they expect to declare victory in Mosul soon. As clashes continue with the Islamic State fighters pushing back, an Iraqi military spokesman says military defense lines are collapsing. Iraqi forces have the militants in a small area of the old city. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson travels to Kuwait on Monday to try to help broker a deal between Qatar and its neighbors, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, and Egypt, suspending relations with Qatar, accusing it of supporting extremist groups, Qatar denying the claims. This is VOA News. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service says it has rescued 54 migrants, including one pregnant woman, from a small boat trying to cross the Strait of Gibraltar. Rescue Services said it intercepted the migrant boats early today, around 8 kilometers south of the Spanish coastal city of Cadiz, boat carrying 44 men and 10 women. Thousands of troops patrolled Indian Kashmir there as authorities imposing widespread restrictions to foil protests planned for the anniversary of a local militant leader whose killing in 2016 by armed forces has pulled Kashmir into a new spiral of violence. The presence around unrest in India's only Muslim-majority region has shattered a long spell of relative calm that Kashmir witnessed following a violent separatist insurgency back in the 1990s. President Trump is back in the United States now from his European trip, where he did focus mostly on foreign policy, but now it's back to tackling a stalled domestic agenda that includes health care reform. That story from VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
President Trump's European trip was a mix of pageantry, protests, and a high-stakes meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Show me where democracy looks like!
Back home, the focus was health care, with protests in several states opposed to Republican overhaul efforts in the Senate. Anti-Trump demonstrators were also out in force over the July 4th holiday, a reminder that the country remains divided over his presidency. Trump returns from his overseas trip to a domestic agenda that largely remains stalled, especially on health care. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Hackers who penetrated the business networks of U.S. energy and nuclear companies in recent weeks were working for the Russian government, according to a report in the Washington Post. The report indicating anonymous U.S. government officials confirming the hackers were working for the Russian government. The officials told the Post the Russians' motive not clear, since the operations were affecting companies, but they did not disrupt any business. A man from the U.S. state of Utah celebrated his 100th birthday by doing what he loves most, skiing. It was a short run for George Dednoff to cruise down the slopes before he was given a cake and a plaque with one of his favorite sayings, "Age is just a number."
That's the latest world news from VOA.